Hello all, this is Kevin Pascal and you are tuned into the Hinted Realm podcast. On today's episode of the podcast, you hear me talk with Babalola Taiwo. We talked about monogamy, we talked about polygamy, we talked about open relationships, hypergamy, and all those things. We try to discuss about what's best for people and what is sustainable and what is good and what is bad, and which is true to our own human nature. I think it's a really nice conversation which you would enjoy, and I want you all to be part of the conversation. If you listen, join along in the conversation. The conversation always continues on social media. You can text me on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere at Hinted Neuron. And also, if you like this podcast, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and also share my episodes. And, you know, I think one of the ways people find this podcast is by others sharing this podcast. So do well to share these episodes and I'll be your friend. And now here's my conversation with Babalola Taiwo. So we are here after I think 1 month break from
hiatus,
podcast.
Yeah. Sister Iowa.
So
I'm sure you remember me.
So we were having one prior discussion about polygamy and monogamy at one certain time. So we decided to bring it to the podcast because that conversation is unfinished. And though I don't even know if I have my arguments right, because we were talking about what is natural and what is good,
mm-hmm.
and what is sustainable. And I think it's even good now because this, you know, when you look at social media these days, there's this whole cheating pandemic. Let me just say, because there are so many pandemics right now. We are in a cheating pandemic. People are cheating. So I think it's best to discuss polygamy, monogamy, what's best for humans, what's sustainable. I know we grew up in a society that is hugely mononormative, if that's a word. Like, they encourage monogamy and that's what people feel is the right thing. But let's talk it out. Let's see what's good. Yeah, so what do you think, Tayo?
Okay. Since I've never been married, and I don't think I have a plan to get married, maybe it's a long-term decision. But I grew up in a monogamous home. Okay, and sincerely speaking, I wondered about what if a dad had married a second wife? What if you come home one day and say, hey, what's up, y'all? Okay, it doesn't speak that way, but what if you had said something like that and said, okay, I'm bringing a second wife home. You call her Ma. You accord her the same respect you accord your mom. And I thought about it really, really well. What if that happened? How would that have felt? I mean, I'm sure he didn't plan on doing that when he got married to my mom. And I sure wouldn't have liked it, of course. So if he had done that, he would have transitioned from monogamous home to a polygamous home. Now the question is, with the same happiness, peace, let me say, mental well-being still reign in the household. Because there's no, this stranger, maybe not to my dad, but to the rest of us living in the house. So if you say, you know, any man has a right to be polygamous. And if he wants a second wife, let him take. A third wife, let him take. But are you trying to discredit your vows? I don't know.
I think now you are mostly thinking about it from even a marriage perspective. Mm-hmm. Let's think about it from unmarried people. People like boyfriends, girlfriends, people who are just, you understand? So like, do you think even just for boyfriend, girlfriend stuff like we have today, you think because people tell me that, oh, my boyfriend is cheating on me, my girlfriend is cheating on me. Do you think that humans were hardwired to be, you know, one, you know, that one for each other? like, okay, I will find the bone of my bones and I will love this person for the rest of my life. And this is the person I will be with in a monogamous fashion. I'm not being, you know, I'm not saying, okay, I'll not have, maybe as a guy, because I have a girlfriend, maybe I'll not have anything to do with other girls. Do you think that's how we were wired? What do you think? Because if you look at it, why do you think, you tell yourself you like somebody, you love this person, you get, and you still have feelings for people. You know, there was this survey that was carried out one time about whether it's possible to love different people at the same time. And people almost, you know, 80-something% was like, yes. So it means at a large proportion, we are not maybe hardwired to be monogamous. I feel like it is just a decision and social conditioning. Like, okay, you have to, you know, make that decision to be monogamous. But I probably think people are, I'm of the opinion that people are polygamous in nature. What do you think?
Wait. I don't think a boyfriend and a girlfriend or whoever is in that kind of relationship should have the mindset that whoever you're with is obligated to be faithful to you.
But that's what it literally is, man. I mean, like, we are boyfriend, girlfriend, like, we have to be faithful to each other.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to say from a realistic perspective, because if you look at it, maybe you may want to criticize what I say or what I just said. But looking at it from this point of view, you are with someone. Legally, you're not married. Like, the only people who know you, you haven't together, your friends, maybe people that see you walk on the street. So, like you said, we are polygamous in nature. If I, as a guy, I have a girlfriend, then say another girl I like and I fall in love with her. The love doesn't just come like that, but, and I'm infatuated with her. I decide to maybe test the waters a little bit. Am I in the wrong? Yes. Because I saw this girl walking alone. She was on her own. Probably, maybe she liked me or not. But I don't know. It doesn't just seem, let me see, I don't know. It seems archaic that you're trying to criticize the fact that if a guy has a girlfriend or if a girl has a boyfriend, she should not be with other people. Or if the person you're with is not you're supposed to be with. How would you know?
You know, this, I mean, it becomes very fun now. I like the perspective that I'm looking at it at, but then I just feel like, okay, I don't know if it's, because now I want to delve into the morals and ethics of this, if you may. Because if you look at it, you tell somebody, you know, you love that person and you... And now, let me finish this thought. I think I'm having too many thoughts now. Okay. But you tell somebody you love that person, that you want to be with them, and okay, that you love them and you love them only.
Mm-hmm.
And loving somebody means you give them time, you give them attention.
Of course.
And you give them maybe the care and know all those things that maybe modern kind of love requires. And you see, and the same thing you say, you give the same time, attention you give somebody you say you love, you give it to another person. So that's why I feel like that's where the word cheating comes from. But I'm not really comfortable with the word cheating, because I don't know how it is to be cheated. I don't know how the cheating is happening in that place, but like, I've not really, I want to talk about it, because now I know I'm saying something and I'm not finishing my thoughts, but cheating. What is the definition of the word cheating?
Okay. I give an example when I started. I said, imagine my dad brings home a second wife, a woman. That means before that time, he has been cheating on my mother. Someone you promised to be with in health and in I don't know, maybe you have nothing or something, till death do you part. You have promised to be with that person, one and only person, I'm talking from a married perspective. Then go over and you meet another woman. But you're cheating on the person because you have made a promise. Because it's not right. Remotely, it's unfair to your partner. I think that what cheating is. But in the case of from my perspective, I don't know. Do you have your vows?
Okay. Without vows, because for me, I'm not a big fan of marriage.
Okay.
I don't see why, because marriage was just invented by society and stuff. I mean,
okay.
And it's good. I mean, it works well. It has worked so far. But you know, if you look at it from, because I like to think about things from, everybody knows I talk about nature a lot. When I say nature, what my ancestors did, and I like those perspectives. I like it because it's cool. My ancestors, they probably lived some of maybe happiest fulfilled lives, I guess. I'm not necessarily saying I have it better than or worse than my
ancestors. Okay, wait. How are you sure your ancestors lived better lives?
I think that our society has progressed. We tend to have become less happier. Less. Like, we tend to feel underachieved, I guess. My ancestors never had to worry about any of these things that we worry about in modern times. But I think that's a deviation. What I'm saying now is that, now, if you read books from, you know, you read history books like, you know, books like Sapiens. Sapiens, Yuval Harari painted this good picture, which I really, really loved. I want everybody to read that book. But it's this idea that there was nothing like families, or there was nothing like, you know, one sole partner for somebody. You see someone you like, you fuck them, you bring kids, and
so it's inherited.
And you add them to the pool of children.
Oh, God.
And so there was no this, I don't know if that was necessarily a good thing. But I think we have tend to become more restricted now. We've come to this idea of decision, because it's a decision not to cheat. It's a decision to have a partner and stay with them only. But I think that creates this kind of pressure in you. Because when you feel like, okay, you're not living what is, because I'm a big fan of following my natural inclinations. But this is not an advice for people to cheat. Now, this is not necessarily just
cheat.
These are thoughts. We are engaging in a conversation and trying to, you know, just because I've had much of this thought, so I'm trying to bring it out, and I know the criticisms might be harsh, but this is just thoughts. These are what I've been thinking about. Like, if you as a human being imprison yourself like that for so long, telling yourself that you like this person, but you are not going to go for them, maybe unmarried, maybe in an unmarried situation, but because you feel you don't want to cheat. But, you know, and maybe someone you see every day, it creates this. I tend to think it would create. I've not been in that situation before. I don't think I've been in those kind of situations. But I tend to think that it would create this pressure inside of you. Like, oh, what do I do now? What do I do now? Like, it means because your true self would want to give it that go. Like, oh,
try.
Like, I can, you know, go ahead with what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I don't know. If you look at it this way, when you see a woman divorced, she says, finally, I'm free. Wait, you're free from what? You're free from imprisonment? Have you been oppressed in your marriage? So if that brings the question of monogamy and polygamy, so you're now saying that if she had multiple partners, would there have been no need for liberation? Like, you have like three or four husbands, or like you one husband and you're like three partners. So are you saying that even if the husband decides to leave the husband, you still have other partners to go to? That means you can do whatever you want to do because you have options. I think that's what they mean by liberation. But if you are going to a marriage or relationship, shouldn't commitment be the first thing that comes to your mind? No matter what. I think that's where we want to get it wrong. People take commitment as restriction.
Yeah. And this idea of commitment, this movie with the commitment. I think that is why marriage is flawed. Because okay. You necessarily don't have to marry. If you feel like you can't commit, you get.
Yeah.
Like why rush into anything? Because I just feel like you know yourself as a human being.
Yeah.
You want to get you want to have this array of choices. You want to experience a large array of choices.
Yes.
It is what you feel will make you happy. So why do you now settle for a situation where you feel you have to commit? You make it hard for yourself. You make it in a place where you now put yourself in that place where if you now go against those commitments, people will judge you very well.
Just like
because that. I don't think anybody would judge you in a situation where you are maybe unmarried, and have no commitment and you have multiple sexual partners.
Well, I think in a society, people still judge you and people for not getting married.
What did you say?
People still judge people for not getting married. Like, you're married, they say, what are you still doing? Why are you not married? This kind of stuff. So, whatever you do, people will still judge you.
You know, and you just said something now, because I said something on WhatsApp one time. This idea that we recognize the problem, but we still indulge in that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you tell men, okay, this, you say, oh, it's a society. When you bring up it, oh, it's a society. Now you've identified the problem. Oh, it's a society. Okay, but like, why are we now making efforts to change it in the society? We now say, oh, that's how it has been. Oh, it's a society. It's a society now. It's a society. Like, but this is the actual problem. Now you've seen it.
So
all of us have seen this is the problem. So why are we now still indulging in that problem?
So what, in this case, what is the problem?
I think the problem is that we as a people don't tend to think that some things are outdated. Because if you look at it now, it was probably more harder to cheat in those days. You know, I was reading this article because the world is becoming more interconnected now.
Yeah.
So now the number of connections is becoming even... The number of interconnections, you know, social connections... It's becoming more than the number of nervous neural connection in our brain. So the world is becoming more connected. So I would guess that cheating maybe was hard in those days because you probably don't know many people. You only knew the people you knew. Now you have a wide array of choices. You go online, you see different things, you see different people, you go out. Like, the choice array is so massive. And you know, you get like, you now feel like, oh, wow, you like this person today. You see someone better tomorrow. Like
the person too.
You get. So it puts you in that box. And maybe, this is just an idea. Mm-hmm. What if maybe commitment, marriage, they are outdated because you would surely find something better.
Is commitment outdated?
Maybe in the sense of marriage, but... There's something that came to me now. Like, you will surely find something better.
Mm-hmm.
You get?
Of course. You will always find something better. Okay, I'll make a reference to this song by J. Cole. I'm sure you know the song, Love Yours. See, whatever you do, if you get a house today, you find something better. If you get a car today, find something better. If you get the most beautiful man on earth, that you think is the most beautiful woman, there will always be someone more beautiful than she is. So now, I gave an example before. I said, when in case of unmarried people, you have a partner. When you see someone else you like, I say, why not let me explore the waters, test the waters? What if the person I'm with is not the right person for me? Now, you're breaking out of the box, the imaginary box, like you said. But that the box you're breaking out of, I'm not sure they are called rules, but they're like, guiding principles. You are with someone, even if you're not married, and decide to cheat on the person per se. At the end of the day, you find out that even this person you're going out with, the person you are cheating on your partner with, is also flawed. So, marriage in its own sense, is structured to make two people work together for a common goal, like to find themselves in their own space and maybe develop something new, something, share something special. But commitment has to be there for a marriage to work. If two partners who are even married can't be committed, if they can't be faithful to one another, how much more married people? How much more when they get married? Because it's just like a habit. You can't or learn what you have learned for 25 years in one day or in 2 years. It doesn't work that way. So even if, okay, you're in a community and the idea of cheating is, let me see, is the norm, commitment is outdated, and everything, you guys are going on like, everything is going on fine. But the only thing, there also be an animosity, like there was this pull. We are humans. It's designed to be selfish. That's just it. We are selfish. We have this innate nature of selfishness. So even if you decide to go on with another person, okay, wouldn't that be conflict? You are conflicting your own your views, because instead of having just one partner, you're having multiple partners, because it's in the society, and it's not. I'm saying in the imaginary society where commitment is outdated. Before long, people will be killing each other.
You know, that's why this idea, you know, when people bring about this idea, they bring up this idea of open relationships. I don't tend to just look down. You know, people just tend to downplay it. But I tend to just, you know, look at it in a way. These people who do these things, I might not necessarily be comfortable with it, but they have a point. They have a point. If you look at it, open relationship. Because since, I mean, everybody's cheating now. People are not committed anymore. So, okay, let's be in a relationship, but
let's cheat legally.
Explore more sexual partners. That's just the main idea, which for them, I think it is not bad. It's got to be a good idea.
Okay, so in an open relationship, you are cheating on your partner, but your partner is aware of it.
You will not use the word cheating in that context.
Okay, wait.
Because you're not doing anything wrong. Everybody knows about since all parties are aware that maybe this is what we are doing,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you will use the word cheating in that context.
Okay, so we're in a marriage. Oh, let me see, we're in a relationship.
Yep.
We decide to explore our options. Like maybe to find a spark that has been lost, mm-hmm. right? I don't agree with it. No.
That is not necessarily finding this. That is not necessarily missed. Okay. What I think about is, oh, maybe two people in a relationship, they tell themselves they want to find, they need a break and they should know. I think open relationship is like beginning from like just agreeing that, oh, we're in a relationship, but we can have other sexual encounters with other people.
But why? That's the question.
Because it's just them being true to themselves, being true to their own nature.
Don't think if they were true to their nature, they wouldn't get married or they wouldn't be in a relationship. You'll just have multiple partners without being in a relationship.
No, you see, this. I think you tend to like not see the bigger picture here. Now look at something. If I have a partner and I feel like I love this person very well, I want to always have them by my side. But sexually, just like a very good friend, but you want to be involved with this friend sexually. Do you guys agree to date? But then you feel like, both of you feel like, I don't think we can, you know, just stay without me seeing other people. You know, I still want to have sex with other people. You guys now decide, okay, fine, good. We can be together. We can love each other. We can, you know, share good times. But we can be having sex with other people. Now, you guys now agree. It's good for me. It's good for you. We are both ground on this idea, so we should do it. Now, because I think that maybe people equate love with sex, which might not necessarily be true. It's not even true at all, because you just some people sometimes you just go out, this would be a good one night stand. You know, just you want to have sex with that person, but you necessarily don't want to have any of that thing to do with them. You just feel like, oh,
just sex.
The sex would be good. Your intimacy would be nice at that point.
Mm.
Which is why I think they have a point.
So
the proponents of open relationships.
Okay. Okay. Implicitly and explicitly, I think people are not aware, or maybe they are aware, but it's just ignoring the fact that one person is not really satisfied. It can't be satisfaction. It can't go around. Even an open relationship.
I think you are tending to bring in your own biases here now, because you are looking at it from your own perspective. You will be jealous. There are people who might not be jealous people.
We are selfish. You say you love someone. Okay, that's even if most people know what love is. You love someone, but you want to be in an open relationship. I can share my emotional, let me say, my spiritual connection with you. I'm still having sex with you, but I can have sex with other people. I don't know. Well, maybe I'm biased, but to me, it doesn't work. It doesn't. I don't think it works. Like, at the end of the day, one person always gets out.
So you think it's good to cheat and not make the other person aware?
Yes. Yes. If a person finds out, then I don't know. You know you're in the wrong.
So what you're telling people is that they can cheat but work out to not make the other, your partner know?
I'm not a reservoir of advice. So I'm not advising anyone. So I'm trying to say is that instead of being in an open relationship, if you want to cheat. I mean, what's the fun in an open relationship? The fun there is cheating on your partner when your other half doesn't know you're cheating on him or her. Okay? But if you get caught, then you're sorry. You are sorry. That's the point. You are sorry you got caught. Yes. You're not sorry that you cheated.
Yes.
That's why most people say they are sorry. Yeah. So, see, I'm not trying to advise. I'm just trying to say the realistic part of it.
Yes.
When people cheat, most people don't think about their partners. Yeah, I'm going to hurt my partner. He's going to be mad at me. I'll hurt him. I promise. Please. When you were enjoying the sex, you didn't think of your partner. Someone takes you out on a date, takes you to his house or your hotel or somewhere. I don't know, inside to have sex with you. You could have stopped at any point. But instead, you took it further. You are an open relationship, okay? Both of you have agreed to sleep with other people. Nah. If you want to cheat, just cheat. Why agree with your partner? At the end of the day, I don't know. You both of you cheat on each other. It's even better. The man cheats on the man, on the woman. The woman cheats on the man. I don't know. Let's just be realistic about it. If you want to go to marriage, just know that you'll be faithful, you'll be committed. So that's just my idea. I don't really think the idea of open relationship is fine. I see, that's why I like the Muslims. A man can marry and get married to three wives. He sees a woman today, he likes her, he takes her home. But in the society we are in, conventionally, you should not get married to more than one wife. Like you said, it's the box we are in. But honestly speaking, people want to be free of a lot of things. Because many people say that he doesn't want to get married, that's why he's saying this kind of thing. No. I'm thinking that if we can, like you said, stay true to ourselves. You know, you can't be faithful. Why go into relationship? Why go into marriage? Okay, I'm not married, so I can't talk about marriage. Why go into relationship? Why? You want to be free? Then stay single. You don't want to be restricted. Stay single. Have multiple partners or sexual partners as you like it. You want to share emotional, spiritual, the mental connection with someone, then it's fine. You can build a relationship with someone. You can just, I don't know, find a therapist or something. A therapist, you can share emotional connection with a therapist. Now just open a relationship. Open a relationship, bow. I beg.
I think I see your point, but it just goes to like, I think it's something that you say, okay, let everybody be comfortable with, you know, what they are practicing. Some people are comfortable practicing it, some others are not. And I don't know, but again, I don't know what happened during Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's time. I didn't get the Fuji, so but I don't know. I thought they were in one kind of open relationship, open marriage or something. I don't know if you followed the story, but I didn't.
The meaning of entanglement is when you're entangling them shit. I'm not trying to mock it. I'm just playing the song, just singing the song. But I really did follow the story. But what I just said, they were in an open relationship. I don't know. I didn't follow the story. So I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Why most people go into it is because, number one, we are selfish. We want to eat our cake and have it. I don't think it works. Whether you're in an open relationship or not, you both are cheating on yourselves without you knowing. Even if you decided to make it work. Yeah. I don't subscribe to it. Many people have different opinions, but I don't subscribe to it. I don't. Open relationships, no. Want to cheat on your partner? Go ahead. You're caught. Sorry. Repeat. Try again.
Well, this is
I'm not giving you life advice. No, I'm not giving life advice. I beg.
You come here to just get insights.
I'm just trying to say from a different point of view what people really do. What I'm trying to say, what they really do. This is what people do. When they are caught, they say you are sorry. You cry and everything, and they say you don't do it again. But still, they go back and do it. Why go to it in the first place? You want to cheat, cheat. You want to go to relationships. I don't know, but I don't subscribe to open relationships. But if you cheat and you get caught, then I'm sorry for you. If you don't get caught, fine, continue your life. But my own is, why go into relationship? Why not you will cheat? Someone say, I couldn't have known that I would cheat. It was just too caring. She was just too attentive. Jesus Christ. Why did you get into a relationship with your partner? Why are you with your partner in the first place? So this idea of polygamy has to be, or monogamy, from the grassroots. How do we view relationships? That's just it. How do we view it? How do we view relationships? How do we view it? Are we talking of just sexual relationships? Or we want to share something with that person? Or do you see that person as someone we can, I don't know, have this neural connection with, like you said? Is that what it's about? Or just vibes, cruise, and relationship goes? Hashtag. On Twitter and everything, on Instagram, I don't even know why people do that.
No, I think because I want to talk about, I don't know, I want to talk about relationships again from the perspective at which I'm observing it. Because for some of us, we observe a lot of things. And like, what do you think now? Like, I think it's more performative these days. It's more like a performance now. Relationship now, especially, I don't know whether it projects what is actually real. But for what we tend to see on social media, it's about, the good relationship is about who can perform the most. Like, you know, just, you know, give that front that you're performing, people would now like that relationship. They don't care whether it's based on anything real or any real connection, but you know, it's kind of performative. That's what I feel. That's why people now have these rules. Because the other day I saw a girl on Twitter, she said if a guy can't take you on dates, on vacations, on this or that or this, like, then you shouldn't be with him because he doesn't know your worth. So I was like, what kind of thought is this? Why do we not have these certain rules if it's not a performance? Because if you say you love someone and you want to be with them, I thought things would just be natural. It should not be, okay, this has to be there. Although I think maybe it would be a learning process or something. Maybe I could be wrong here, but this is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Performing arts. Well, in relationships is this. What we have seen, there's something real. People have real things that go on between them. And I think a lot of people are still looking for it. That real connection. I mean, to find the connection or find something real with someone. But I think you're right. People are really, really performing. Like, make believe. That's what it is. Is this? My man is better than yours. I've set the standards. So my girls have to follow. Or guys, this woman, blah, 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 blah. Look, if you look, I don't know, maybe we'll just post it out of, I don't know. I want to just catch crows on social media. But deep down, subconsciously, they believe it. There's something they're saying that goes, if you tell a lie long enough, you start to believe it. So, if I decide to say that, okay, if my partner doesn't have this, doesn't have that, I can't be with her. If a woman sees the same thing in either direction, what do we think would happen to the future of relationships? Because I don't think people are in for it because they want to find something real. I don't think people are in for that. What they want to do is, can this cruise last long enough? Just like I'm in a boat. How long does it last before I start to sink? How long does it last before I get tired of it? That's what people are looking for. Something that will last a lifetime. I don't think most people are looking for it. But no matter how you say it, if I don't say if Mohammed doesn't go to the mountain, Mohammed will come to Mohammed, is a lie. Maybe I'm never looking to go to the mountain before. Look for it. You know, relationship takes work. Relationship takes work, takes patience, it takes all this stuff, all these qualities that we don't find in people. Maybe people are not patient.
Yeah, you brought up this idea of work. Why does it have to be work? Why does it have to be that hard? I mean, because I just feel like I would always say my ancestors didn't have to go through all this.
Okay, wait, do you know that those days then when a woman is married and suddenly she becomes a widow, then the brother to the deceased automatically gets the wife. Gets the woman. That's what happened. That's what happens then. So then it was a norm. It was tradition. They have to worry about, oh, this woman will take everything, or where would this woman go to? Or who does the woman belong to now? They have to worry about that. When you are married to the man, you're married to the family. They have seen it countless. People have these traditions that we don't even know. But what I'm trying to bring up from there is then they didn't have to worry about these things that say when a relationship is the person you are with supposed to be concerned about. Then you're concerned about the family, how you can please the family. If you please the family, you don't please the husband, you are fine. These days, if you like, let the mother-in-law like you. The man doesn't like you. When he will cheat on you, Even if he's dealing with you at home, no one will know. So you met someone for the first time. He has habits. He has attitude that has developed for over 20-something years. There are things that you like that he doesn't like. There are things that you like as a lady that the man doesn't like. You can't bring things you can expect them to mix without bringing surfactants, oil and water. They don't mix unless you bring something between them, like emulsifier, just in terms of something that makes something mix. So for you to make something work, you guys are from two different worlds. Apart, you didn't grow up in the same background. You didn't grow up in the same family. You didn't have the same ideas of how life is. You don't have the same ideas of how maybe relationship is. Some guys might say, I don't want my wife to be to work. The guys might say, I want her to be a career woman. Women give their own views already. So what are we saying? If it doesn't work, that means they didn't put anything into it. They didn't put any work into it. That's just it. So it's not about I love him, I love her. Like what some people have said over the years. People say even our fathers and mothers, they cheated on themselves. Bro, how did you know? How do you even know that they cheated on themselves? Maybe they wouldn't tell you. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. You can't know. But they are together. Because of them, you don't have a broken home. So there are things we should consider even before. They made it work. They came together. They were not born in the same family. That's just it. Yes.
Now, I think another concession I'll have, you know, concerning marriage, because you mentioned broken homes. There's statistics that kids who are born from broken homes, maybe one didn't have a father or they didn't have a mother or something, that they have a higher tendency to get involved in crime, be dropouts, or have it kind of bad somehow in life. And now is that concession I have is because, you know, we have to like look at things objectively. If we say, okay, this doesn't work in this aspect, we have to like, oh, this is marriage and good families, they actually help a lot in forming good societies.
Of course, I agree with that. I agree with it a lot. I agree a lot. If we are engaging in, arrangements or situationships, what kind of idea are we going to give to the next generation? When we are adults, we can make our decisions fine. What kind of idea are we going to give to them?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of idea are we going to give to them? If you think, even the reason most of us have not delved into crime or maybe some other bad stuff is because we come from a structured home, structured environment.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the reasons. You have a tendency to only get a gun today because this guy will find out to kill him. Or because we have these values. Even if our parents are not perfect, but we have these values that are instilled in us. Yes. When I grew up, I used to use my children also. I learned this from my mom, I learned this from my dad. There's something we learn from them because they are together.
Back then, there was nothing like maybe gated families. It was a society.
A compound.
It was a society. It was the community that raised
the children.
The children. All the children are together. Everybody looks after each other. Everybody learns the same kind of values.
Yeah.
At that scale. So I'm now thinking, what do you think? Do you think... what we have now, singular family units, or back then when it was all about community, all about society, everybody together, what do you think would have, I don't know, we cannot necessarily know, but what do you think would have, which one do you think gives a better effect?
I grew up in a small family, so I don't have any idea I would have felt, I would have, what I would have experienced growing up in a large family or a community type of family, an extended family, where you grew up in a compound and everyone is together. But even then, for that kind of thing to happen, I mean, someone has to be at the center of it. Even that kind of large family, someone has to be at the center of it.
Yeah.
People can just come together and say, I want to have a large family, I want to train. Someone has to be at the center.
Yeah.
And at the center, most times, you find two people there. Either your grandfather, your grandmother, your mom, and your dad. That's because that way is structured. With mom and dad, you have uncles, aunties. All this, that's why they're large. Even that's something in a small farm, but it's just the circle is small. So even if you talk about a polygamous, monogamous home, if the man doesn't make it work with the first woman, he cheats on her with the second woman. And he's found out and he beat his chest. Yes, I want a second wife. So he's trying to say that there's nothing you can do about it. It's what I want. And he brings a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, a sixth, went to the tenth. What are the values he's trying to lay for the people that are coming behind him? I don't know. Even the open relationship, what will the children see? To me, my own bias, if you can't be with someone, do not bother the person. Even if you want to be free, just be free. I don't know, just be free. Because if two people don't make it work in that kind of situation, you can't have a large family. You can't have a small family, a small society. Because when society makes up the family, the family makes up the society, pardon me. Society makes up the family. So without the family, you can't have the society. It's as simple as that. Without the family, you can't have the society. The family makes the society. So if the family is broken, society will be broken. That's why you have kids that are from broken homes, drop out, engage in criminal activities. I don't know. Do all sorts. Drugs. Though some people, but don't go into that. But with that rate, crime will increase. So if the family is broken, you can't have a sustainable society. So family values are key. And for family values to be key, I don't think polygamy will have to work.
Yeah. Now, what I'm thinking about right now is that because, you know, I'm seeing things from both sides now. Okay, this is, well, this could be good in this aspect. This could be bad. And I think now we can't necessarily know. But I think what will happen is that because, you know, people listen to this show and they give opinions. People always have opinions.
Of course.
So I wonder what your opinions would be. And now maybe somebody will. I'm waiting to hear what they would tell me. I'm willing to hear those different points. But
of course,
now
of course,
I think
of
we've
course.
Covered what we can cover.
Of course,
we've covered, you know, the basics of this conversation. Even if we would have a sequel conversation to this one, it would be talking about the comments and, you know, addressing some of those other things. But I think if you have any other thoughts, maybe you can just give it out before we. Maybe end the conversation.
I think we have come to the end of the conversation. So even the discussion continues in other places. Every day we talk about it. Every day we engage in
exactly
different things. So it boils down to us. Like, what do we want to do? What do we have to say? And what you have to say is never enough. How do we react to things in relationships? I'm not giving aspire to Magoya. We aspire to something toxic. Please, I beg. I'm not. What I'm trying to say is that we we decide who we want to be.
Yeah, honestly. Definitely.
We just, that's just it. No matter what society says, you do this, you do that. Ultimately, you decide who you want to be. Ultimately, you know, that's just the way it is. Thank you, Kelvin, for having me here today. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Even though I said some things that...
it's a nice conversation. And and this is like a small disclaimer.
Yeah, please.
This is just a conversation.
I know they give life advice, so I beg.
I'm not life advice.
I beg. Most of the things I see are just from... Maybe I was being sarcastic, I was being realistic, and I was being plain. But please, don't take them literally. I beg. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the end. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share, and that's it for me this week, and until then, stay curious.